Welcome to season 6 of Travel Stories Podcast. Can't remember where to start. Gotta stop taking time off. Where we are no longer following me around every... Yeah, you know the deal. If you're new to the show, season 6 is where we've been following me around every country in mainland Europe on the motorcycle. Gloria. And now I ain't, because now I'm back. So, back is in England, by the way. If you are in... This is how it started. If you are in Mumbai, India, and you have just come back from work, you know, wherever you've been, and you know when you get home you're just like, you know, and you stick on a podcast, maybe that's where you are. If you are in Tucson, Arizona, the only reason I know that that's a place is because, well, two reasons. Paul McCartney has a place there, has a ranch there, and he mentions it in, ooh, is it something 909, the Beatles song? In Tucson, Arizona. Yeah, something like that. Then I would invite you to join me. I am in Shropshire, in England. You know this. You know this. I'm in Shropshire in England. And man, I really like Shropshire. I really do. Like, after coming back, it's like, man, this is kind of my place. Some of you old school listeners might know that, like, before I left, I kind of didn't feel like part of this place. But now everything's changing, man. But now I've come back, it's like, I don't know, this is like, I can remember things. In the past, you know, it's like I used to walk to school when I missed the bus every single day, even though there were 3 buses. Like there was one at like 7:30 or 8, 8:30? Yeah, 8:30. Got to get to school for 9, you say. Why am I talking about this? Well, there was one at like 8:30 and then there was another one at like 7:40 that would still get you there in time. Then there was another one at like 7:50 that was like, right, you're going to be a bit late, but at least you'll get there. Missed them all of them, every single one of them, every single time. Don't know how. But yeah, and I would walk the canal way, we called it, because, well, you walk through a cow field and then a canal. That's what I grew up in, you know, that cow field. I've walked that countless times, man. It's like, to school, obviously. And then when we were like 15 or something, I remember me and my friend P-Man, we all had, such a ramble. I say we all had nicknames, but I never had a nickname, never had one. I was for a little while called Winston. Really like that name. I wish that would come back. Winston. But yeah, me and P-Man and Ray. Ray wasn't even his name. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was his middle name. But yeah, Ray. His name was Neil. And... we'd walk the canal way back from, because Newport is the town. This is a lot of tangents. Newport is the town I'm in now, but I actually grew up in Edgemon, which is a small village down the road, right? Which is actually where trick-or-treating was born. It was called Soling. And how many tangents can you do? It was called Soling. And they used to give out soul cakes, right? And that's kind of where it was born, in their little village of Edgemon. And we used to walk back there. We go to Newport, right? And then walk back. And Ray used to hold a crate of cider on his shoulder because he was bigger than us, you see. What was my original point, man? I mean, Shropshire, that was it. Man. I'm really looking forward to, because we're doing season 7 soon, when I move. That's when I'm going to do it. When I move to Brazil, by the way, I'm moving to Brazil. I'm sure a lot of you know that, but for those of you that don't, in January, I'm moving to Brazil. I'm moving to a place called Leme in Copacabana. It's not in Copacabana, it's next to Copacabana. And it's a wonderful place. But I'm actually putting down the deposit in like, oh man, that really hurt. There's like a, so many tangents. There's like a chest of drawers and the kind of spike, the corner of it comes up to like, I don't know, where's that ab region, right? And I was just walking past it and it was like the kind of above where your kidneys are, that just went right into the corner. It really hurt. What was I saying? Yeah, Brazil, that's it. I'm putting down the deposit in a few days, so that place will be mine. So I'm getting a... so many tangents. I love it, man. I'm going to carry on from where I left off. So, yeah, getting the place, and it's a 2-bed place in Leme, which is a really nice place. It's like I said, next to Copacabana. You've got... Okay, if you imagine this, right? Imagine Copacabana Beach, right? And it's like this long, long beach, right? Take a good, I don't know, it takes a good 15 minutes if you walk fast to go from one end to the other, if you walk really fast actually. And so on in the middle you've got Copacabana, which is the longest stretch of it, and that's kind of the touristy area. Everyone's heard of it, you know, there's a song about it. And then either side flanking Copacabana, on the one side is Ipanema. A lot of people know about that too, there's a song about that as well, right? And then on the other side is Leme. And these two places are, they're kind of the less touristy places, the more like, you know, the butcher, that type of thing, you know. So I got a place in Leme. It's two bed. My reason for saying it's two bed is that you're all invited. Every one of you, man. Like, if you're thinking, man, I've only really got enough money for a flight, accommodation's a bit annoying, then come stay. Like, it's a block away from the beach, and we'll chill. You've got a translator in me, you know. And yeah, just come out. Come stay for a little while. It'd be cool. That is literally an open invite. Like, if you can get to Brazil, if you can get to Rio, you're more than welcome. What was my point? My point was, yeah, I'm really looking forward to, because season 7 is starting then, so I'm really looking forward to the Hayden Lee Show. That's right. It's going to be called that. It's going to be a brand new podcast, right? And it's we've been kind of doing what's it called, mock-ups for artwork, which is basically just a picture of me and the words of the Hayden Lee Show. Keep it simple. And it's going to be like this, but I don't know, maybe it'd be different. But I realized though that, like, these travel things, right, these travel episodes, they're not particularly travel-esque. I mean, I do always link it kind of to travel, but it's mainly, I mean, the first however long this has gone so far, it's just tangent after tangent, me talking about Ray holding a crate of cider on his shoulder. Like, that's, we're traveling from the off license to our house. But so it's going to be not necessarily travel related, but like, you guys still listen, right? And I enjoy that. And you're still listening now, even though I haven't mentioned travel, right? So the Hayden Lee Show will be about that, because that's what I like about podcasts. It's like, it's the person, isn't it? You know, I like to talk to you guys and I like that you like to listen. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. That is going to be a lot of fun. I think that was my initial point. Welcome. This one is going to be travel related as well. No, they all are, but this one is, right? And what was I thinking about? I was talking to someone. I was talking about the people that I've met while traveling. I think someone must have asked, like, you know, how do you meet people or something? That's an often said question, an often asked question. Because, like, when you're solo traveling, especially, like, you're, I don't know, people, it's weird. And you might think this too. It's weird, but people seem to have this thing of, oh, if I'm solo traveling, I might get lonely. Like, that is so far from the truth. Like, you'll be speaking to way more people than if you're traveling with someone, I think, right? And so I was thinking about the people that I've met on travels, the people that I've met and that I'm still in contact with, and what have you. So I made a little bit of a list, and it was, I'll tell you what, it was really nice going, thinking about, oh, who have I met in my time? And then, I don't know, these people, they're all so different. And this, I'll talk about as well, the circumstances that created our meeting, because that's another oft-asked question. God, that was hard to say. So, should we get into it? I reckon we should get into it. Is there anything else I want to talk about before we do? I'll probably go on loads of tangents while we do it anyway. So, anyway, welcome. Yeah, let's do this. So, the first one that came to mind was when I was in Indonesia, right? I was in Bali, Indonesia. I don't like, I see, it's weird. Tangent already. So I don't particularly like saying Bali, right? That's weird, I know. I prefer saying Indonesia because that's where it is. But when someone says, oh yeah, I went to Bali, it's like, I'll tell you what it is. So we work on a lot of podcasts in the company that I do work with, right? And there's a lot of them that are health and wellness based and astrology and that type of stuff. And a lot of them, i.e. all of them, go to Bali, and they all go to Ubud, and then they kind of stay in a bit of a 5-star place, and then, you know, and that's what Bali means nowadays. It's either I'm Australian and I'm going on school, schoolies, but is it schoolies? School, it's not school O's, is it? It is schoolies, isn't it? Yeah. It's either I'm Australian, I'm going for a party in Kuta, or I'm in part of the health and wellness space, and I'm going to go to a 5-star place in Ubud and kind of talk about how the land has magic and crystals. So that's kind of, you know, what comes to mind when I say Bali. So I say Indonesia. I don't know why. Why do I do that? I did go to Bali. Why do I say Indonesia? Why do I care what people think about my travel? Anyway, so I was there. And I was using couch surfing. So I was like, right, let's find some people that are here and stay on their couches, right? So I was looking for people and I found one. It was this bloke. Right? Name's Abu, right? Same name as the what's it called? The monkey from Aladdin. Is it Aladdin? Yeah. Cool name. Anyway, so I found him and he had, I think it was like 250 reviews all saying like, this guy is the best person that there is. Like, you know, 5 stars. I've met many people in my time. This one is the best, you know? And so I was like, wow, he seems pretty good. So I shot him a message and I'm like, hey, mate, fancy having me crash at yours? And he's like, yeah, sound. He wasn't like that at all, but... Yeah, sound, son, coming over, jockey. Yeah, he was like, yeah, sound, come stay in my house. And so I went there. Proper legend he was. Turns out there wasn't a couch. It was like a studio place. So there was the kitchen and the bedroom, which was also the lounge room. It was one room, basically, with a bathroom on it. And so that was it. And that's cool. I don't mind. Like, and... There was no couch in which to surf on, and it was just a double mattress and on the floor. Like, and he's like, "Yeah, here's the mattress. You know, I don't bite." So there you go. I'm like, "Yeah, sound, mate." And that's where I met Abu. Now Abu is, how to describe him? You know those people that are really like, everything is amazing. You know, everything is super, super, everything's a massive kind of, oh, no way. Everything's just so cool. And I don't know, over the top in a sense, you know? And it's like, I don't know, singing and dancing. It was just so much like that. And he just made you feel good the first time you met him. And this is, I could immediately see why. This is why everyone's given him 5 stars and says that he's a legend, because he is a legend. This is what it was. And Abu was just... the nicest guy, man. The nicest guy. So I met him through couchsurfing. That was it. Which brings me on to the second one, right? I was out with Abu. I think it was the first night I got there. And I was out with him. And I hadn't slept a lot. But we were out at some Sumatran girl's birthday party on the beach. Which was lovely, right? But I was, oh man, I was knackered, as we say. I was, what's the American term for knackered? Worn out, I suppose. And so I was like, right, man, I've got to get back and sleep, man. I've got to peace out, you know. And he was like, yeah, no worries. Well, when you get back, there's also, another person staying. Like, she's arriving. Like, she'll probably be there now, actually. I was like, all right, sound, no worries. So I got on the bike and kind of went back. And then, I've still got you, by the way. I mean, are you still here? I'm boring myself. And that is where I went back, and I'm just trying to talk with more vigor now. And that's where I went back and I met Nicole. Now, Nicole was from the Czech Republic, and she, now how awesome is this, right? You're in Bali, you don't know what's there, right? And the second person you meet is a tour guide for Bali. That's what she did. That's just, that was her job in a way. She was doing like a blog about Bali, and she was just doing, she knew everything. She knew absolutely every square inch of Bali. She knew it. And it's like, that's the second person you meet. It's amazing how these things happen, you know? And I went there and I was tired, but we were chatting for just so long that I don't think I got any sleep at all. Abu came back and it's like 3 in a bed, loving it. You know, it's just proper. It's like when you're sleeping over at a friend's house when you're a teenager. It was just like that, man. And that happens a lot when you're traveling. I think you kind of go back to that. Maybe it's a different culture thing, because you kind of go back to that kind of like, you know, we're just people, 3 in a bed, it's cool. We're just, you know what I mean? It's innocent and it's cool. And no, it's not like looked down upon in your societal feelings, you know? It's just cool. It's just how it is. And it is, yeah, badass, man. Maybe it's a culture thing. Maybe it is. But yeah, really cool. And yeah, hung out with Nicole for, I mean, a good 2 weeks or something when we were there. And we just went everywhere. In Bali, we went like all the places where she's like, yeah, you don't really want to go there. That's where all the Aussies are. You know what I'm talking about. That's where all the Aussies are. And then, and you don't want to go there because, you know. And then, oh man, I'm just remembering more people. Right. We went to different islands, and then we were on the bike, and then we biked around the entire it seemed like the entire island. And like, actually, the part that I'm missing out is in these 2 weeks, we kind of, I'm sure I've mentioned this before, we had an island romance. That was what it was. It was, and so we just went everywhere on the island. And that was, again, through that initial couch surfing thing, just sending that one message of, hey, mate, fancy having me stay on your couch? Just through that, a week later, I find myself on a random kind of deserted island just off Bali with some girl that I never would have met. And it's all just because I sent a message. That's what a lot of this will come down to, that initial thing. And then, what is it, from small things, big things grow, something like that? Yeah. I've just reminded myself of, how did I meet him? I think, yeah, just as I was, no. Oh, how did I meet him? Yeah, someone else... Yeah, two other blokes came to stay at Abu's because Nicole left and then two other blokes were coming and it was four in a bed. And so one of them was called Francesco. You have to say it like that. And then he was like, man, I'm going up to Ubud like tomorrow, but I've got no way of getting there. So I was like, mate, I've got a bike up on the back of the bike. You know, I was just renting a bike. Like, so we went up to Ubud and we crashed there for a bit. And like, and I took photos for his, because he was doing a... he was doing a, what's it called? Like a massage business. He was going to set it up, you know, because he had the training. And so we were taking photos of him holding all his gear, you know, and yeah, it was just awesome. And so now I'm in Ubud in the middle of this kind of, it's not a church, but an old kind of religious building, taking photos of this bloke for his massage business, all because I sent that message to Abu. You know what I mean? All right. So let's move on. Vietnam in the north. Vietnam in the north, right? I'm in, where am I first? Hanoi. And again, couch surfing, because I was short on money by this point, because I'd just gone from the south to the north. And I, for some reason, I was short. Oh, I didn't have a job then. I was short on money. And so I was like, right, I've got to couch surf right now. And so I found this this woman. She had an English teaching school for loads of kids, you know. And so I went there and it was basically, yeah, you can crash at my place. Really nice place it was. You can crash at my place that I've got like, kind of like, I don't know, 5 or 10 mattresses in this giant room. So whoever wants can crash. All I ask is that if you speak English and come and help out at the class. So that's genius. Yeah. So can you hear my creaky floor, by the way? And so I did that. And that is where I remember it well. I went into the kitchen and Alan was there, right? And he was saying something to someone else. And then I said to him, in Portuguese, I said, hey, you're Brazilian, right? He goes, yeah. I said, well, where are you from? He goes, Rio. And then we started chatting. And then he made fun of my accent, because back then I was speaking in a, how do you call it? Interior accent, you know. I've said this many times before, but it's, yeah, it's a weird accent for someone to that's learning Portuguese to have, basically. It's like learning English in a Scouse accent, right? Anyway, so and that's how we met. And from that, this is the big one, man. From that, right, he was like, yeah, I want to go to Ha Long Bay, which is about 6 hours away. He says, I'm going to take a bus. I'm figuring it all out. And I was like, he goes, why don't you come? I was like, yeah, sound. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll ride. We'll both go down on a bike line or across. No, it is a bit down. Anyway, and so we got on a bike and we headed down to Ha Long Bay. And I just met this guy for like a day. And now we're on a bike on our way. We spent a few days in Ha Long Bay. Amazing time. We couch surfed again with these two brothers that I think we were their first couch surfing people. And it was crazy, man. It was such a bonding experience, because as you probably know, the best way to have a bonding experience with someone isn't going out and having a good time. It's having a bad time, having a struggle to overcome. That's the best bonding experience. This isn't so much a bad time or a struggle, but I remember we were there and they had these beds, right? And they were just those slats, you know, like wooden slats, right? And they were like, there you go, there's your room. We were like, thanks, fellas. Got any mattresses? No, we didn't ask him. That was it. We were like, oh, I'm sure this is just how they do it. So we're on these slats. Like this, I was like, are you comfortable? He's like, no, I'm on wooden slats. This is ridiculous. And so we go, all right, fellas, got any mattresses? And then they're like, oh yeah, follow us. They open this door and there's about 6 mattresses just in this room. And we're like, why are they not on the beds? And they were like, ah, we don't use them. It's too warm. Like, we don't have aircon. It's just too warm. We don't use them. We're like, whoa, no way. So we're like, we would like to use one, please. Right. So So again, two in a bed, again, right? And we're there, we're just chilling, right? It's evening time. And then we hear this noise in the room with us. We're like, what's that? And obviously Alan, being from Brazil, he goes, dude, I know what that is. It was a cicada, right? And they, if you don't know what a cicada is, it's like a, I don't know, it's kind of like a cricket, but like intense, you know? It's like a cricket on steroids, right? And they're super loud. Super loud. And if they do their noise, I think it's probably with the legs like the cricket, but if they do their noise next to your ear, you go deaf. Like it's the SPL sound pressure level is that high that you go deaf. So we didn't particularly want it in there with us. And so that is when we proceeded to become 8-year-old girls. So they're trying to shoo this cicada out, right? And we're like, nah, it's not going to go out. We need to destroy it. And so there's us trying to kill this cicada. I mean, I was vegan back then. I don't know what I was thinking, but we're there trying to kill it. And then we give it a whack, right? And then it's there. I've told this story before. We give it a whack and it's there. It's on its back, right? It's under the bed. We're like, right, that's it, dead. We'll keep the corpse under there. So if any more come in, they know what the deal is, right? And we're there chilling. And I'm reading about cicadas because I live to find out about stuff. And I'm reading this thing, and it's like one of the cicada's defense mechanisms is much like the, is it the mongoose? No, it's not the mongoose, is it? A possum. Much like the possum, it will pretend to be dead. And I'm like, oh no. So we get up and it's right way up now. And we're like, oh no. So so that was good fun. But then, right. This is travel stories, man. So then we went out on a boat to the actual Ha Long Bay, which look it up on Google Images because it is ridiculous. H-A space long as in L-O-N-G bay. And yeah, it's crazy. And we got on a kayak and we were just kayaking through all these kind of sea mountains. I don't know what they're called. And we were doing all this kayaking. It was amazing, right? But I had my contact lenses in. But for some reason, I can't remember why, but I think they were broke or I'd been wearing them for too long or something. And they were just, I couldn't open my eyes. It was horrible. If you wear contacts, you'll know what I mean. You know, it's like you need to take them out. But I didn't have my glasses on me. So I was like, right, oh, that sucks. And we were just on our way back. So I was like, right, I'll take them out now because I need to. And when we get back to these fellas' house, I'll put my glasses on. Got back. Turns out I hadn't brought my glasses with me and they were my last pair of contacts. So we're there in Ha Long Bay, 6 hours away from my glasses, and we had to get back. So I said, Alan, have you ever rode a motorbike before? And he says, no. I said, don't worry about it. It's easy. So then we spend 10 minutes teaching him how to ride a motorbike. And then I'm like, right, have you got it? Have you got all the controls? He's like, yeah, I'll just go off and go around the block and just test it out. So he goes around the block and I'm there. I can't see anything, right? Because I ain't got my contacts in and I can barely open my eyes because they're ruined, man. They're like proper red. And like, if I open them, it just stings. There's nothing I could do. Right. So they're pretty much closed the entire time. Right. And so he comes back about 5 minutes later. He's like, yeah, no worries. Hop on. So I'm like, all right, sound. And so this is something, a story I often tell, because think back to me meeting him in that kitchen, right? Realizing he's Brazilian and saying hello, right? That, from there, we now kind of flash forward and now I'm on the back of my own bike with this guy that I met a week ago at most, right? Who's never rode a motorbike. And I'm on the back on Vietnam roads, right? Vietnamese roads, notoriously treacherous, with my eyes closed for 6 hours. That's what it's about, man. For me, that sums up travel in a lot of ways for me, because it is about the people that you meet a lot. You know, it really is about that, because had I not met him, I wouldn't be there in that situation. Some might say that's a dangerous situation. I say that's an exciting situation, man. Being on the back of a bike with your eyes closed with someone that's never ridden a bike before in Vietnam traffic. Like, what's cooler than that? Oh, man, so much fun. And then from there with Alan, I think he left or I left. I can't remember who left first, but one of us left. And then I get a call 6 months later. I've said this before as well. get a call 6 months later. Hey, mate, I'm in New York. I'm living in this community in kind of Copaic, which is about five hours north of New York City. He goes, I'm living there. It's a community. We don't do any financial stuff. There's no money. And it's awesome. Come hang out. So I said, yeah, no worries. So I went there and lived again with Alan for a little while. And then I come home from that 6 months later. He goes, mate, I'm in Rio. Come hang out. Like all my friends, like three of my friends are off work for the next 2 weeks. We're going to go up to the north. We're going to go see what's happening. And come over. I said, yeah, no worries. All of this. So I can pick any moment from that, from either the New York trip or the Brazil trip and say, that is because I said hello to this bloke in a kitchen. Just that one moment. And this all came from that man. So yeah, on to the next. Now I'll focus on how, because I've been talking about what's happened after I've met them. But a lot of people ask, how do you meet people? Or a lot of people are worried about meeting people, or I might be on my own or something like that, right? So we'll talk about this girl called Josie. I think that was her name. And I was in New York because it was, I went to New York a week before going to see Alan, by the way. By the way, that's the wrong thing to say. Basically, is what I meant to say. There you go. Why can't I talk? I've been doing these episodes for 2 years. Right. So I'm in New York, right? And, okay, I'm thinking back now. No, I was in New Jersey, right? And I was in a hostel. Where did I meet her? Yeah, and I was talking to the reception for some reason. And then she walked in and she was talking to reception. I could tell she was English, right? So I said, hey, this is the thing. It's that initial moment. I just said, hey, you're English. How's it going? That is all you need to say. You don't even need to say, hey, you're English. She knows that. Like, hey, how's it going? Or just, hey, or how's it going? Pick anything. The point is, it's that initial thing. You don't want to be creepy, right? But just smile on your face. Hey, how's it going? From that, I said, what are your plans for the rest of the day? You know, because that's a normal thing to say. And she goes, I don't know. I've never been to New York before. And I'd been there for a few days, so I knew what was going on. I said, oh, cool. Well, I know where the bus goes from, and I know my way around New York now. I could show you around if you want, and we'll hang out. And she was like, yeah, no worries. So we did. We got on a bus. We went to New York, and we actually got stuck in Port. Why does everything bad happen? We got stuck in Port Authority, which is like where all the buses and the trains and everything meet. And we got stuck in there because there was a bomb scare. So we were stuck in there for like 2 hours, just in this giant kind of transit building. And that was quite fun, actually. That was really fun. Yeah, and then we just walked around New York, just talking and finding out about each other and just chilling. And that was, you know what I mean? That was all from just saying, hey, how's it going? Just being free and open to whatever happens, right? Let's move on a bit. Okay, so when you meet people like this, there's things that branch off from it, right? Much like meeting Abu got me to meet Nicole, got me to meet Francesco. And like, you know, there were branches off the initial meeting. So when you think about Alan, met him. When I went to Brazil to go see him, we went out somewhere to a bar or whatever. He goes, oh, my friend Isabella's coming. I said, okay, cool. And then she came and me and Isabella started talking. And then we became friends. This is how it works, man. This is how it works. So I got friends with Isabella. Alan had to leave. I can't remember why he had to leave. Oh, no, he had to go back to New York. That was it. And I wanted to stick around. I was going to originally stay in hostels and stuff just to see what's around. But Isabella was like, no, I can crash. And so now... From saying hello to Alan in Vietnam in that kitchen, now I'm in some girl Isabella's house in Copacabana. Like, why? How does that happen? You know how it happens. It's very simple. It's very obvious. But you don't think about that when you're saying hi to someone. You know, all of these things. Imagine anything in your life. I always think about this, man. I always think about this. But it's a weird thing to think about, right? So imagine anything in your life right now. Think of anything in your life, right? So maybe maybe you're sitting in your lounge room and your dog's just over there and, you know, your fella is kind of coming back from work soon, whatever, right? How are you in that position? You can trace that back, man. You can trace that back so far. Like, how did you meet your fella? How did you meet your girlfriend? There you go. I was immediately going into Midlands slang. I was going to say, how'd you meet your bird? It's not derogatory. Birds are lovely. Anyway, how did you meet them? Like, yeah, you can think, well, I said hello to them at that point, and then we started chatting. But how did that come about? Why were you there? Well, it's because I was out with this friend. How did you meet that friend? You know, it's the butterfly effect, isn't it, right? So this is how these things happen. So that's how I know Isabella, and then through her, I know other people, and it just keeps going on. It just keeps going forward. Really does, man. Let's go. Let's move on to... Is this too much talking on the one topic? This is why I don't like doing the one topic. Anyway, let's move on to the Europe trip, right? Now, someone we all know and love. Well, I know, and I love him. Someone that you guys have heard of, Linus. Everyone loves Linus, man. He's the best. If you don't know who Linus is, I was in Valencia, and I was in this hostel, and it had a bar. So, and I was feeling, I remember the exact feeling, man. I was feeling like, right, I've been alone for a little while now. I want to hang out with some people, which for me, that never really happens. But I was like, I want to find some people and I chill with someone. And there was no one in this hostel. Absolutely no one, man. There's just no one there. I was just walking up and down these stairs, going up to the bar. No one there yet. And then going back down to the reception. Anyone here? No one on there. There was just no one. I was like, oh, man, this sucks. I went up to the bar for the happy hour. That started. I was like, hey, there'll be people there. And I went to the bar, and there's this guy just standing there, and he looked like he was alone, because he was. And I went up to him, I said, hey, man, how's it going? Because it's like, I'll tell you what it's like. It's like if you go to a conference or something, and you're there to network. It's like that. You can walk up to someone and go, hey, man, how's it going? I love that about conferences, man. We went to a conference this year in Philadelphia. When there, and it's nice because you can just walk up to people and go, hey man, how's it going? I love that. I love that, man. So I did. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm hitchhiking from here to here. I said, perfect, man. Get on the back of the bike. And he did. And you can listen back to the travel logs, but we had just the best time. We camped in the mountains. We kind of chopped down trees. We almost died up the side of a mountain while 200 goats were eating all of our supplies. We just had all of these crazy things. We were the Orange Bandits and the Orange Riders. It was one of those two. I think it swapped to changes. But changed, that's the word. But yeah, we were the Orange Bandits stealing all the oranges from Valencia. But yeah, all that stuff, man, just from being there and saying, hey, man, how's it going? And it makes you think, what if I turned to the guy to his left and said, hey, man, how's it going? What would have come out of that, man? You know? And so Linus, I'll tell you what, I'm getting Linus on the podcast for season 7. That is happening. He's the man. He's so cool. Oh, man. Right. So there's a few more, but I think I've made my point. I'll quickly go through a few more. Right. Barcelona. I get into Barcelona and I'm chilling on this sofa in this hostel. Hostels are, have you noticed? It's always hostels and couch surfing. Have you noticed that? But it can work, obviously, anyway. So I'm sitting on this sofa and this girl walks in, right? And she sits next to me and opens a book. And like that's kind of the, not so much the book part, but that's the international sign of I'm on my own and I kind of want to talk to someone, you know? And so I said, hey, how's it going, right? And we started chatting. She said, what are you doing this? And I'm riding around on the bike. She goes, what bike is it? I said, it's a Harley. She goes, oh, it's my, I can't do a Dutch Greek accent. I don't even know what that is. She goes, oh, it's my dream to go on the back of a Harley. I said, well, your dream happens today. And so, yeah. And so we started hanging out. We went on the bike into Barcelona and yeah. And we just hung out for a little while. And yeah, I still talk to Sophia and she's lovely. Right. And then two more, right? Barbara. Which I say like that because why am I saying an inside joke? Barbara and Flavia, right? Barbara was Chilean, probably still is, and Flavia is Brazilian. She's from somewhere in Brazil. And Flavia I was talking to like yesterday, right? So anyway, I'm in a hostel and I've got a room to myself and I'm loving it, right? And then... out of nowhere, Barbara comes in, right? Chilean girl. And so I say, hey, yeah, how's it going? Where are you from? And she goes, oh, Chile. She didn't speak much English. And so I was speaking to her in Portuguese and she was speaking to me in Spanish. That's how it works, right? And then as we're doing this, right, as we're chatting, about 15 minutes later, another girl walks in, right? She hears me talking in Portuguese. She's from Brazil, right? And so we start chatting and then the three of us become like this team. Like we were like the three friends, you know? That was like our friend group now. It was like immediately solidified. This is our friend group, you know? If someone comes in, we would all kind of subconsciously choose, do we want to invite them to our friend group, right? And there were two other people. One of them was an old Danish fella. He was, I don't know, he must have been, I say old, I get in trouble for saying old. I'm not even going to reveal his age. There you go. An older, there you go, Danish fella. And he was drunk a lot. And he played the guitar and he was just jamming out these tunes. We were all listening and drinking and we had such a great time. And then that night we were all really drunk, right? But he was super, super drunk. We all got to sleep eventually. He was so funny. Like Barbara was yelling at him, go to sleep. He wouldn't stop like singing and talking. Right. And then we all went to sleep. And then I'm woken up at about 3 a.m. or whatever time it was, 5 a.m. whatever. By Flavia, this is me laughing on a podcast, by Flavia kind of screaming because this bloke, right, he was so drunk that he stood up, right, like from it, he was kind of sleepwalking, stood up, right, walked over to Flavia's bed. This could, it sounds like it could go horribly wrong. Walked over to Flavia's bed and what's the best way to say this? See, if I leave it any longer, your mind's going to wander. And, I'll say urinated. There we go. Proper clinical. Right. All over Flavia while she was asleep. And I can't help but laugh because Flavia is so cute. And she wasn't angry. She was just sad. And it was just so cute, man. Oh. So that's what happened. The next night. Oh God, that was funny. The next night, this other fella came, Brazilian fella. Right? And he seemed all right. You know, and then 3 a.m., I'm woken up again, right? He comes in and he's trashed, right? But he's not just drunk, he's trashed on loads of other things, I can tell, right? And he's like, mate, he's like, I can't remember what his reason was. He goes, I need 50 euros because something about getting a hotel with a girl or something like that, right? And it kind of made sense. I was like, mate, nah. And the reason I said no was because I knew that he'd just done a bit of a deal and he needed the money to get out of the deal and stuff like that. So I was like, dude, I wish I could help you, but I really don't want to. And this is all in Portuguese at 3 a.m. It was very confusing. Anyway, so that's that, right? And yeah, we'll leave it at that. You get the point. You get the point. My point is, when you're solo traveling, you're not going to be lonely. The last thing you will be is lonely. You have the choice whether or not to be lonely. You can. That's the beauty of it. You can be lonely if you choose to. And not so much lonely, but alone. You can be, what's the word, begin with S. Solitude is what I'm going for, I guess. You can have that solitude if you choose it. And I often do choose it, but I also often choose hanging out with someone. And what's that phrase? A stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet or something like that. And people can be cynical about that. They can say, yeah, or it's, you know, being knifed out in a dark alley, which is kind of true. But if you're both in that setting, if you're both in a hostel, you're both couch surfing, you're both whatever, then they really are just a friend that you haven't met yet. And you have no idea what can happen once you do meet them, because it's not just meeting them, talking to them, finding out about them and having a good old time. It's everything that comes from that, man. Like, you think about that time in the kitchen with Alan. How much has come from that? You know, like now when I moved to Brazil in January, I've got someone I can hang out with instantly. Isabella, well, she's in São Paulo now, but I'm sure she'll fly over. And yeah, you've got friends for life, man. This is what happens. There's many more that I haven't even mentioned. You know, this is what comes from solo travel. You ain't solo for long, but you can be. That's the beauty of it, man. I love it. I love it. So yeah, as I said, Linus will be coming on the show in season 7. I'll see if we can get some more of these people on the show. Flavia would be funny to have on the show. That'd be good. But yeah, that is my ramble on, what's it called? Meeting people while you travel. or whatever I've called this this episode. Let's get on to some questions, shall we? Some questions and comments. Right, here we are. Here we are. What are you guys doing for Christmas, by the way? Are you guys like hanging out in some other places or staying at home? See, for me, Christmas is quite now, especially because I'm starting to kind of get real human feelings and emotions. I don't know where they're coming from, but they are. So Christmas, what we're doing now is I'm starting traditions. That's what I'm sure I've talked about this, but I'm starting traditions. Like, so we're going to have this big Christmas party because my mom's obviously got that unit that she does all her rock school in. So we're going to use that for a big Christmas party. And that's going to be the tradition that I come home for. These traditions, man, I'm really into it now. Really into it. Anyway, let's get on some questions. This one is from One Way to Rome. That's R-O-A-M. And it's Michelle. English teacher in Japan. How cool is that? Oh, I love when people have the flags of where they've been on their Instagram. That's cool. Anyway, this is from Michelle. She says, "Hey there, are you still looking for people to interview for your podcast?" Yes, I am. "My name is Michelle, and last year I quit my corporate marketing job in Boston." I should do this in a Boston accent, but I can't do one. "To travel around Asia. My husband and I got to our first stop of Japan and fell so in love with the country that we decided to stay. We've been here for about a year now, and it's the best decision we ever made." Hell yes. Get on the show. I'll send you a link. By the time you've heard this, I will have sent you a link. So yeah, get on the show. Season 7 is going to be fun, man. We've done, how many have I done now? Maybe 8 or so interviews. And a few more to do. There's still space on there. If you listen to this and you're thinking, I've got some good travel stories, I just want to chat about travel, I think this part of travel is interesting, anything like that, get yourself on the show. Message me, Instagram, at Backpack Digital. Get yourself on the show. It'd be fun. This one is from Chico_Mitty. He says, she says, they say. I'll get what they say. They say, "Did you already visit Columbus, Ohio? I was really looking forward to meeting you." No, I didn't. No, I haven't been there yet. Let's find out when I am there. Let's get this old calendar up. So yeah, I will be in New York and then Columbus. That's all before I go to, that was the phone hitting off that. That's all before I go to Brazil. So where are we? January. I will be in New York from the 10th-ish to the 15th-ish. And then I'll be in Columbus, Ohio from the 16th of January, this is, until it looks like the 26th. I'm there for 10 days. That's mental. Yeah, 16th to 26th. I'm in Columbus. So, yeah, if anyone's there, then let's hang out. Same with New York, man. Same with New York. Same in Rio. Even if you're not from those places, come to Rio. Honestly, it's an open invite, right? This next one is from, we've got some email ones, actually. Let's go through them. Right, this is from Julia T, or Julia. Or Julia. We'll find out. "Hi Lee, how's it going?" It's going well, thank you. I came across your podcast in the summer of 2016 when I was traveling around Scotland, and I've been listening to it ever since." 2016? What is it now? 2018. That's a long time, man. Thank you for listening. That's amazing of you. "My name is Julia. What was the other one? Julia. I'm 25 years old. I'm from Germany." Does that mean it's Julia? I'm pretty sure that means it's Julia. "I've been traveling a lot in the past 4 years and mostly doing working holidays." Nice. "I try to travel solo as often as I can, although I'm in a relationship." Interesting. "When you talked about being an introvert and getting your energy from being alone, I could really identify with that. It also helped to explain to my fiance why I want to travel by myself. So thanks very much for putting it into words that I couldn't." That's interesting, man. That is interesting that you've got a fella, but you still choose to travel alone. That's, what's the word? Enviable isn't a word. No, probably, I don't think it is actually. But that's, it's not so much enviable, it's, what is it? Admirable. That sounds a bit weird, but you know what I'm getting at. That's, I'll go with admirable. Where are we? "I like your idea about bringing listeners on the show to tell their stories." Oh, by the way, I also like the episode where you talked about yourself, although you thought it was the worst episode ever. I really did. I didn't know what to say. I don't like talking. I know I'm calling my show the Hayden Lee Show, but I don't necessarily like talking about myself. Because for me, and I've come to learn this about myself, I tread the line between narcissistic and not quite narcissistic. And I'm always, I know that that's my blind spot. My blind spot is I talk about myself too much. And it's not even a blind spot anymore. You know, I'll be hanging out with friends and then 5 minutes in, I'll go, oh no, I've only talked about myself. Like I notice it and I try so hard, man, to not do that. It's a bit of a blind spot. And I think we all have these blind spots, you know, these things that everyone else knows that we do, but no one's told us yet. You know? I've got you all worried now, haven't I? But yeah, so what was my point? Yeah, I didn't like that episode at all. I just don't think it was a good episode. I just don't. It wasn't interesting. Anyway, but thank you. I'm glad that you liked it there. I love how honest you are and always say what comes to your mind. Good. I'm glad that you do, because that's all that this will ever be. I can't do anything else. I'm hearing podcasts and stuff like that where people go, oh, in fact, just the other day, someone said, oh, I put this, someone that we work with said, I put this episode out and I've got some feedback that I sound judgmental or something like that. And I said, yeah, no worries, I'll fix it. But I wanted to say, well, if that's what you said, then surely it must have been what you meant. And if that's what you meant, then why would you change it? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, I'm kind of, that's kind of where I'm coming from. It's like when people say something that they mean, and then someone goes, hey, you know, either I'm offended by that, or this, you must mean this, or hey, I took that as this, or whatever. I don't like when people go, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I recant the entire thing. It's like, no, if you meant it, you meant it. Stick by it. You know what I'm saying? So I think, yeah, if you say stuff, you've said stuff. And yeah, you can learn and grow, and you can say, hey, when I said that stuff, I didn't know this, or I hadn't thought about this. And that's perfectly fine. You know, we're always growing. We never know everything, right? But if you're still in the mind frame of, no, I still believe all that stuff, I would say it again, then don't apologize and recant. You know what I mean? Anyway. She continues, my next adventure will be traveling around Thailand for 30 days in December. It is December. She's probably there now. When was this sent? 30 days in December and January. There we go. I'm so looking forward to it. All the best and safe travels, Julia. Amazing, man. Yeah. Let's tell you what. Let's get you on the show. Let's get you on the show, man, because that is super interesting. I want to chat about that. Thank you for your email. This next one is from Ryan Fay. F-E-Y-H? Silent H? When are you coming? When are you in Columbus? Love your show. Thank you very much. Not sure why you're going to be in Columbus, but if you're just rambling through and need ideas about what's here, I've lived here my entire life. Also willing to grab lunch if that interests you and schedules work. Have a good day, man. Hell yeah, man. The reason I'm in Columbus is because that's where the other bloke from the business is. So we're going there for an elders meeting. It's like four elders. I came up with the name. There's like four elders and we're going there to have a meeting about businessy things. And we're also doing a course. We're filming a course on kind of podcast production. So we're doing that. In fact, no, is that in New York? I think that might be in New York, actually. Anyway, so yeah, I'm there. You've got dates. I said it before. So yes. Definitely. There's a lot of you guys in Columbus, man. Yeah, let's hang out. 100%. Yeah, I'm totally free. Totally free, man. So yeah, let's definitely do that. Right, I think we can leave the questions there. If you want to ask a question, it is Instagram at backpackdigital, which I haven't posted on for... When was my last post? I think it was like right when I got back. Yeah. My second to last post was me in the Netherlands. That's how long ago... Yeah, I really need to start posting, but nothing's happening. You know, what do you do? What do you do when it's nothing? What do you take pictures of? Is this why people take pictures of their lunch? It is, isn't it? Anyway, but I'll be doing stuff soon, so that's what'll happen anyway. Yeah, Instagram at Backpack Digital. If you don't have Instagram, it's on the email. What is it? Hayden Lee Mail, M-A-I-L, at gmail.com. And then in the little description-y notey bit of this episode, there is a little link, right? That sounded so northern. A little link, right, that you can hit to schedule a call with me and get on the show. All of you guys, get yourself on the show. I want to talk to all of you about loads of different topics. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be fun. I've been thinking about season 7, right? And it's going to be like kind of topic-based more than guest-based, you know? So it's like, because guest-based kind of works with some podcasts like, My friend Charlie, who I talk about every episode, she said to me today, "Oh, I just listened to Fern Cotton's podcast." I was like, "Okay." She's like, "With Russell Brand." I'm like, "Okay, I understand." So some of them are guest based, where you go, "I want to know what that guy's saying." You know, it's like Michael Bisping was on Joe Rogan's podcast. And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm definitely listening to that. It doesn't matter what they talk about." However, some episodes are, what's the word I used before? Topic based. That's it. So that's what I'm going to make them. Instead of being like episode one with John, you know, it's like, who's John? Instead of being like that, it's going to be like episode one, traveling solo whilst you're in a relationship with Yulia T. You know, it's going to be topic based. So it's going to be fun. And they're going to be, I'm going to put some really good editing in it too. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. I need to really start working on that. But yeah, and then there's the Hayden Lee show, which I'll be setting up soon. And then and we'll get that rolling. In fact, I might get that rolling fairly soon, actually. Maybe on the turn of the new year, I'll get that rolling. Anyway, yeah, so get yourselves on the show. Thank you for listening. Sorry if this has been a boring episode. I just thought it'd be an interesting topic, you know, because I get the questions like, you know, traveling solo and do you meet people and stuff like that. So anyway, right, that's it from me today. I will talk to you guys next week.